son, I'll never forget you talk about that 7 a.m. getting kids ready for school, and them motherfuckers playing some old R. Kelly or Amari or one of them Chris Brown at raunchy R&B shit.
First fucking thing in the morning.
He said, I'm trying to get my babies ready for school, and this is what they playing.
First fucking thing.
Whoa, let me put it in you.
Or the girl, when I'm taking Taylor and Cindy to the daycare, a motherfucking young girl in a whip, windows down, baby in the backseat listening to whatever the fuck that ignorant shit was. I just shook my head and rolled the window up like a white man.
Clarence Thomas on that shit.
Hell yeah. Put the windows up. Get that shit out of here.
I don't want to hear that boomity boop, bip, boop, bip, boop, bip.
Welcome
boop,
to the Hip bip, House Digest. Bip. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, is this dude, E. Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
Good. Yo? If you didn't catch that intro, he's going to explain it to you.
Right. I don't think Swerve caught it.
He didn't. Because
it's
his birthday. Make some noise. It's his birthday. Make some noise.
This nigga is getting
twisted over there. So
we got Swerve on the West Coast. Celebrating heavily, but that's all good because this is a special edition of the Hip Hop Digest. And you know how every now and then we get our production value up and we do a show with we dropping cuts in live music. Well, this week we're going to do it and we are going to examine the world of hip house. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. That's why he said welcome to the Hip House Digest.
Wow. Heads ain't gonna know nothing about this.
Well, hopefully they learn something after it's
all
said and
done. The ones that
don't.
There's a few out there that know.
No doubt.
They gonna learn today.
Like to hear by, here you go.
No doubt. So anyway, let me go ahead and just jump right in on it. Hip house, also known as rap house or house rap, is a musical genre that mixes elements of house music and hip-hop, a style that rose to prominence during the late 80s and early 90s in Chicago, New York, and London. Hip house originated in Chicago and quickly became popular across the U.S. and, again, the U.K. The minor controversy comes down to what was the very first hip house record. Now, a crew from London called Beatmasters, featuring the Cookie Crew, are claiming that they have the first hip house record, circa 1986, if you will. Cookie Crew, Rhythm King Records, the whole thing, South of the UK.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, 86.
That's pretty early.
86. But a Chicago native by the name of Tyree Cooper said he had the first hip house record, Turn Up the Bass, which actually really did come out in 87. The label's DJ International, the notorious DJ International, printed it up for 88.
Why are they notorious?
Well, DJ International, when you talk about robbing niggas, I think anybody who got beef with labels and bosses, if they didn't record for DJ International, they got paid.
Damn.
So that they are notorious. But so anyway, on this show, we're going to play some examples of hip house. Now, the key thing, those of you who listen to us long enough know that we have done some shows when remixes was remixes. You guys remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about the notorious when we was putting niggas on the spotlight, bad hip hop singers?
Yeah, we did that one too.
Oh, boy, yeah. Everybody. Houdini, Grandmaster Flash. Oh, boy, tell you what.
There's a few got thrown under the bus.
Well, it wasn't even thrown under the bus. It was facts.
I need a break.
singing.
And that wasn't even the worst one.
Badly.
So, no doubt. There's going to be some of your legends that you are going to be shocked tonight.
We did a ladies show, too. Remember that one?
Yes, we
did. Yeah, we did.
We did a ladies show playing clips of all the early lady female MCs, if you will, that you don't know nothing about. So tonight is the hip house extravaganza. So first up is the Beatmasters featuring Cookie Crew, Rock the House, 1987.
This is the record that says it's the first one.
Yes, it is.
All right.
All right.
Disrespect to the Beatmasters and Cookie Crew, but the look on E Green's face when this shit dropped, oh my gosh, it's fucking classic. He looked like it just tastes nasty.
Yo, this nigga physically was in physical pain.
Oh my god.
Damn.
So Swerve, you ain't giving this record no props, right?
Yeah, I wasn't ready, yo. It's already mentioned I've been drinking, okay? Right now, I'm in that old school hip-hop digest mode. I am 3 sheets in, B. And when that came on, I just wasn't ready. I'm sorry. Wasn't ready.
Wow. Oh, he ain't ready, and that's true. Anybody, some real hip-hop digest listeners, will remember when we did the show every weak drunk.
Yes. Damn near drunk if we wasn't.
Right. So number two, let's get right in. And number two is USA grown Chicago stand up Tyree Cooper, Turn Up the Bass, from 1988 on the DJ International record. Actually, before you get into it, son, was produced by Tyree Cooper himself, and the rapper was a gentleman by the name of Kool Rock Steady. All right, on your leisure, son, go in.
Turn up the bass and get ready for the one Kool Rock Steady. I got the bass boy and it's happening. Start to dance, your feet start tapping. Let's do it, y'all, let's move it. When you move it, then move it. Get the weak tracks out of my face. Play this jam and turn up the bass.
DJ International Records, Tyree Cooper, Turn Up the Bass. Now, your boy Swerve, he was bobbing to that.
Yes, he was ready for that.
That took
one.
Me back to when we was DJing at the Bethesda and all that. So
yes,
we were
working DJs. So as I get into
this. Should I go ahead and hit him with it?
Go ahead, man.
He ready.
On the dance, the Tiffany Haddish dance.
No doubt. So anyway, these particular records that we picked came from the vinyl that's in the room. Okay, it's not a comprehensive hip house list, but it is. Right. We were working DJs, and these are some of the records that we had the bump at the Enlisted Club.
Right.
Shout out to Bethesda, no doubt.
This is all pure vinyl right out of the crib.
No doubt. So the next record is a record that basically, to me, and no disrespect to them other people, but this record set the tone. It was this record that blew big that had everybody changing the game. Okay? 1988, Jungle Brothers, I'll House You. Produced by Todd Terry and Tony D, rest in peace. Royal House, Can You Party was the original track, but Jungle Brothers, I'll House You.
Check this out.
Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. You in my hut now, my hut. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. Girl, I'll house you. You in my hut now. When you're in my hut, you know what's up. Let your mind be free, relax your body. Jump, jump, a little higher. Jump, jump, until you get tired. House your body, house your body. House your body to the bass. House it all over the place. So don't let nobody get in your way. Tonight's your night, today's your day.
Africa. Jungle Brothers. That was a party. You just had a dance floor pack, though, Don.
That was incredible.
That right there is very close to just being house music, because House Heads was banging that.
No doubt.
That was an original house track, like he said.
Yes.
All that was them rhyming over the instrumental.
Yes. They
to the
right.
track.
Right. And that was Idler Records maximizing the situation because the Royal House record was already a hit.
It was out already.
Right, right. It was called Can You Party? But then, of course, the Jungle Brothers coming in and doing their thing on it.
And
no
took
doubt.
It over the fucking moon.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So, unfortunately, in the world of hip house, some unfortunate things happen. Okay? And sometimes it just don't come together like it should.
Well,
you know, a cash grab and some other things happen and people get caught out of position. Maybe in the next couple of recordings, some people got caught out of position. The next recording is by a gentleman by the name of Brandon Cook. The name of the cut is called Sharp as a Knife, The Horny Ride, featuring Roxanne Shanté, 1988.
Listen to me very close. This is something that you need to hear the most. Now this is a rap about life, because it'll cut you. Yes, it's as sharp as a knife. Don't go too far, can't you see? I am known as your destiny. I am the future in your life. You may call me sharp, just like a knife. That's me. I'm better known as life, you see. I also control your destiny and know your love cannot defeat me.
B, I'm like you, son. I'm just talking strictly off the track. Shantae's out of position because she just sounds horrible on there. But the track, nigga. Them fake ass saxophone, whatever the fuck that's supposed to be. I can't stand them keyboard horns. Them shit sound horrible.
Yeah. So again, hip house, you know, can go wrong. But there's one thing I want to talk about hip house for a minute, yo. Because if you were in either camp, you hated hip house. We were very close to a gentleman. Shout out to Jerry Haley.
No doubt.
He hated. And I mean hated hip house.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you read the Source magazines from those times, they hated house music. And to be honest with you, it's funny because the history of such hip hop, modern hip hop, owes everything to house music pioneers. Shout out to Walter Gibbons and the crew over at South Soul Records who did the very first 12-inch record. So we come from similar lineage. A lot of breakbeats on West End Records. Those are all club guys. Yeah. Those are all former disco guys. So, you know, there's a lineage there through the DJ that we both share. You know what I'm saying? But as we matured, you know, the camps went their separate ways.
Yeah, because DJ is the core of house music, and the DJ is the core, used to be the core of hip-hop.
Right, no doubt.
And now it's the MC.
Right, and not very good, but I won't get into that. Not very good as of late. Okay, we're going to look at some other out-of-position. Nefertiti, Don't Stop, Select Records, 1990, going.
Bass pumping, the jam is jumping. Bass pumping, the jam is jumping. Moving, grooving, while the beat keeps thumping. Shamik always keeps the crowd hyped up, and me myself always seem to swipe up. Attention, not to mention MCs that is curious. So say it to yourself, slow down. Don't hurry this female MC, cause she's too damn hype. You say, psych, don't take me cause I'm hype. Just not to break it down smooth, but keep flowing. You say you wanna groove it in your heart. You know when I'm one black sister who head is all together. You wet behind the ears, light as a feather. Hold my own when I get the microphone. Someone to leave alone. If you can feel the bass, then dance to your drop. And you're begging me, please, don't stop.
There's a lot of sampling in that record.
That's all I hear.
A lot of sampling. And now, see, that's the way Shawnee should have sounded.
I thought Nefertiti was out of position. I mean, I don't know. Look, now I'll tell you what. You could get away with that instrumental, I believe. Yeah. I don't know how much you're going to get away with the MC on there. You know, no disrespect to her.
Oh, I'm not saying she was great. But at least she was in pocket on the beat a little bit.
Right. Shout out to King, produced by King Shamik. No doubt. Next record that we're going to get into is produced by some legends. Okay. Produced by Jack Master Farley Funk.
Oh, yes. Mm.
The name of the cut is the the group Hip Hop Syndicate Free James Brown.
WBMX?
Well, obviously, I don't know if they were representing WBMX. Lenore and Thompson of You Can't Stop the House fame also was co-producing. I thought the record be better. I'm just saying. We're talking about hip house here. A lot of people who listen to the Digest like, what the fuck y'all doing? I'm trying to teach you. Hip house.
The nine of the function. We can do this with justice. All the jealous suckers know this. On and on and on with prestigious knowledge about the man we need. To react as if there was no pause, cause folly truly down was a call.
Are you aware that they're prepared that we will say,
yo, get him out of there.
Tighten the rope around our throat.
Well, they play it in every city.
Nope.
That sample this like snakes hissing and dissing and saying,
hip house on a mission.
But folly the father of houses and full control to free the godfather.
Farley, Jack
I
Master.
Tuned the fuck out when that shit came on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, B. I heard was almost trying to be Public Enemy, and I didn't hear anything else.
Tell you what, but it was men on the mic, though. I mean, there was no kids. I mean,
I don't give a fuck what was on the mic.
Yeah, that one right there.
Okay. That shit could have went unmade. I'm sorry.
Shouldn't have done it. Shouldn't have done it.
Yo, Select Records, I'm just saying, yo. So we're going to continue.
We said it earlier. Jungle Brothers made it cool, B. Everybody said, man, fuck this. Let me get in.
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm just saying. We're going to continue with the Out of Position Brothers here for a minute. Profile Records group, Twin Hype. Those of you who are scholars know about Twin Hype. They had a couple, one or two hits.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what became of them. I heard one of the brothers was locked up. Now, Trent, I don't have a comprehensive situation on what happened to each of these artists, but Twin Hype, okay, for those who like the groove, 1989 Profile Records produced by the Hollywood Impact. I don't know what you think. You'd like to hear it. Here you go.
Twin Hype is back. Bust the move. Doing it for those who like the groove. We came here to make y'all hype tonight. How hype? Real hype. So step and we'll make it sweat. Make it wet. Yeah, bet. I just love this house track. In fact, it's the Hollywood Impact. Jack, 89's a year. House music is in your ear. Homegirls looking pretty from all around the city. Homeboys like you in store to do the wild thing on the dance floor. You know I'm gonna grab a girl. Homeboys do the same. Freak that ass, no time for shame. If you wanna know the name, for those who like the groove.
I can't hear y'all.
For those who like the groove.
Yo, there's cutting and scratching on the track, B.
I don't give a fuck. I thought you was going to throw on Do It for the Crowd. God damn, not that shit.
All I heard was some Kid and Play wannabe.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, shit.
Hey, man.
These niggas, really?
Hey, I'm just saying, yo. But hip house, the hip hop was, there were hard charging hip hop guys going for it. Okay. And the next record
he's going for.
They didn't make it. They fell short of the goal.
Now the next record, again, and I had mentioned him when we did and I'm gonna pronounce it correct, Zakiya, right? Zakiya 4th and Broadway.
Zakiya 4th and Broadway.
Zakiya 4th and Broadway.
You say that shit.
It's all gizzle.
Anyway, this is on the latter label, King Sun. On the Club Tip, 1989, produced by the same Hollywood Impact. King Sun on the Club Tip.
Hollywood Impact was getting a little bread, huh?
Eagry, brace yourself.
I'm
brace
ready.
Yourself for the Hollywood Impact.
Live from the mind, just in time. House is house, kick it out, here's the club rhyme. I create like this for you to rate at party state to state. You couldn't wait to hear the up-to-date King Sun the Great. Gifted to lift the club like weight. For this you insist to move, but just listen. Ears are open to see who I'm missing. Why should I, would I, could I play myself? Not in a lifetime, if I was somebody else. Even then I couldn't be played, nor stayed decayed, half-made or underpaid. I'm not bragging, a dragon breathes fire. You only came cause I was on a fire.
Hollywood made it fully equipped for King's son to have a little bit of fun on the club.
See, right there.
Sound like Rakim.
That's all I heard.
I was going to say, if Rakim had made a house, hip house record, I can imagine it sounded something like that. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, but I'm glad Rakim didn't do it.
Oh, of course.
Rakim stayed out of that lane, huh?
Right.
That was a big ass if.
Right. But he did do records with other people, though.
Right, it's true. Yeah. But in any case, so now we're going to get to the point where, in my estimation, hip house, you know, like in hip hop, who's the king? This gentleman, the Washington, D.C. native, to me, he's probably the king of hip house.
The king?
Right.
He the goat of this shit?
B?
Like, if y'all niggas don't know, y'all better know.
I'm just saying.
He was anything but lazy.
And so Igri, as a scholar, already knows Doug Lazy is an American hip hop and dance music producer from Washington, D.C.
Straight off of Wikipedia.
Okay.
You sitting in American hip hop?
Yes, you know it.
You got African-American.
Well, we're getting there very slowly as for full Americans, I think. But anyway, Doug Lazy. And what you don't know about Doug Lazy, being a local guy, he harnessed his local resources. The executive producer on his album and his 12 inches was none other than Vaughn Mason.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. Vaughn Mason. Big guitar Vaughn Mason.
Oh, yes, sir.
No doubt. And what was the other Vaughn Mason? It was big guitar and bounce, rock, roll, skate.
Yes.
Oh, and that one is even better.
Yeah, that's a barbecue
check
hit.
The singing on that joint.
But your boy Vaughn Mason was getting money dabbling in hip house and being the executive producer, as well as probably co-producing, I'm sure, and guiding one Doug Lazy. So we got four in a row. So go ahead and play the first one and we'll discuss it after each. Go.
I got something here, so here's something for your speaker, yo, cause it's pumping. Plain and simple, but not simple and plain. That's why I'm here to explain. Once again, an L-A-Z-Y reply. On the microphone, I get into it and give all that I got. Regardless, if you want it or not, you gotta get it, get with it. Then let me get crazy, and I hit it. And then it's time to get lazy, cause with this jam, there's so many ways we can get hyped on a serious level. This is the first verse, and I got several, so yo, let's take a step back, cause I'm on track and I can't hold back.
Give up your body. Here we go. Give up your body. Give up your body.
Doug Lazy, 1990, can't hold back.
Yo, that was big though, B. That was during my intern days up that station over there. But yeah, that was
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and name the station. WPGC no longer exists, but boy, they used to play an awful lot of Doug Lazy.
Yes, sir.
And that really
yes,
wasn't a hit, but go ahead and rock the next one. We're going to run into the big one eventually here. Go.
The way to do it.
Well, it's Doug. Here with something you'll love. Romance to the rhythm that kicks. I'm going to take you high above. No lie, no games, no tricks. Here to make the format stand. Skipping along as I flow. H-O-U-S-E is a man. So yo, here we go. About critics, get into this here music, and on the count of three, you gotta hit it. Lazy with another hype jam. So yo, hop to it, hop to it. And if you don't understand, check this out.
The way to do it,
H-O-U-S-E.
Make me move. Let me see if you can dance through
H-O-U-S-E.
Doug Lazy, H-O-U-S-E from 1990. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Doug Lazy had 4, 5, 12 inches and a full-length album on Atlantic Records, a major label. Hip House was involved.
B, that nigga was the fucking man when it was coming to that shit. But all I'll keep hearing is Big Daddy Kane.
Really? Nah.
On the flow.
No, I don't know about that. But go ahead and rock the next
Blasphemy.
One.
Blasphemy. Stone him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But
I'm hearing some Kane in there.
But go ahead, rock the next one. Doug Lazy, man. I'm in the spirit. Let's go.
Give me a mic. I get hype. Doug Lazy in spotlight, rhyme spill. I get ill and watch the records turn like a windmill. I'm on track when I hit this. As a matter of fact, I don't miss this target. I score like a marksman. Break down and I'm sparking like a jumper cable. Cause I'm able to rock this label. And I'm on when the tempo's swifter. Up to 50.
I'm the shifter. You can get this like a present. Bass is loud but never unpleasant. So when the music got your soul, yo, just let it roll, let it roll.
Yo, son, he said he get rock. He his spark like a jumping cable because he can rock that label.
You know, only thing I wanted to do after that is say, it's me, WPGC, LB.
LBD.
Oh, no, shit. I wanted to say that so bad because these records are what they played. You know what I mean?
Oh, they were representing local talent.
You know what I'm saying? No doubt. We got one more, yo. I'm in the spirit, Doug Lazy. Let's go.
This was that monster.
Well, it's Lazy. Back to get wild. On a strength hip house style. And I could do this. I'm getting bigger. I throw bass and you fetch like Trigger. Laid back like Spuds McKenzie. And I'm talking it, sort of like Benji. Push the tempo, but don't hurry it. Treat the bass like a bone and just bury it. You're being rocked by the man Doug Lazy. Getting hyped, the girls going crazy. Poetry and house is getting raw. And I support it, kind of like a bra would. Cause I feel I should, you know. And if you're ready to shake that, let's go. Pump the rhythm that I can rhyme to. Cause it's time to
jump, jump.
Let the rhythm pump.
You got to jump, jump.
Let the rhythm pump.
He could be over there getting hype.
Yeah, he getting hype.
Yo, because I remember when in the DJ days at that time, that instrumental was smacking, yo.
Yo, ain't no doubt about it.
Nigga.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Killing him.
Talking about, but that instrumental was crazy.
Yeah, again, like I said, you got to remember these vinyls. I own all of these vinyls, taken from the library. A lot of these, all those Doug Lazy's was getting spin on a regular.
Yeah, and peep the game, he mentioned hip house in that joint.
He did. Yes, no doubt.
Nobody else talking about that.
Well, he did say Spuds McKenzie, too. So.
he mentioned a lot of dog names in that first
game. Yeah, he was talking about he throw the beat and you'll fetch it or some shit. So, yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into the next two and where Doug Lazy was homegrown talent, and maybe we were proud of him because we were yokels as well.
Damn,
the next
yokels.
Situation,
Bammers.
We did not live in trailer parks, though.
No doubt. The next two records, I'm going to go ahead and apologize, but they are hip house records. I hated these records.
But you still had them in the library.
They were in the library because, you know, I was a working DJ at that time, and I hated these records. And Igor, you'll be able to understand. What could I say, ladies and gentlemen? I bring to you Technotronic. Either Get Up, and after that, Pump Up the Jam, or vice versa. Either way, produced by somebody. I don't even give a flying fuck who it's produced by.
Hold on. Let's give him his props.
Who? Thomas DeQuincy.
Yes.
So
give,
what?
Give Thomas his props because that shit was fucking major, nigga.
It was a major. It was a big record. It sold a lot of records, went platinum. So what? Okay? at that time, see, that's when major labels started jumping in, okay, and just ruining it.
This is gonna hurt, B. This is gonna hurt.
Hey, it's
I'm gonna
tell
you a story after you play it.
You got a story.
You got a story? Okay. I need to
let
your boy
let
story.
It run.
It's
let
ruined.
It run.
It's just ruined. Go ahead.
Get up on your feet before the night is new for you, woman. Get down to the beat. Bump it, stomp it, jam. Trip on this. Get the party started. Get it on. Get a move on, kids. Rock to the beat. Bump it, stomp it, jam. Trip on this.
Was major by B. That was fucking major.
Just play the next record.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at and you find out if you do that. Oh, I play.
my day.
Nigga. You want to tell your story first, or should I tell mine?
B, all I know is there was this club called The Dome in Washington, D.C. back when I was, again, interning at that radio station, and me and my man, Manny Man, was going down to the DJ, and it was about 2,000 people that don't look like me, and all they wanted to hear was that shit, B. It was easy, but that was one of the most least pleasing DJ nights of my life, yo. Playing all of that shit right there. That just brought back that fucked up memory. I'm sorry.
So, my story, I was in Spain at the time. I was in the military. So, over in Spain. And so, they're handing out flyers and shit to the sailors. And it's this club. So, like 8 or 9 of us go to this club that night. So, we walk in the door. And we in there looking around like they're playing a bunch of club music. And that shit dropped. Oh my gosh. The floor was immediately packed. It was a fucking swarm. It was crazy, nigga. I don't know what was crazier. Either that swarm or the swarm in Italy when we went to the club in Italy and niggas swarmed the floor for fucking PE. I was like, Public Enemy? Terror Dome, my nigga? I was like, wow, the Terror Dome is getting motherfuckers on the floor like this?
I ain't got no motherfucking stories. I hate that shit. I own the records. I was a working DJ. It just was a matter of having to play it. But I hated that record. And I did not hate hip house, you know. But that record was. I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna move on to something more pleasing. The next record we're gonna talk about is DJ Fast Eddie. Let's Go, 1988. To me, it's a hip house record, but it's an instrumental. There's no rapping in it. But I'm trying to tell you, this thing went, as the young boys say, went hard to me when it comes down to hip house. Produced by DJ Rocky Jones on the notorious DJ International We Don't Pay, We Play label. My man, go ahead.
All I could picture in my head just then was some regular Hip Hop Digest listener going, what the fuck are these niggas doing?
Yeah, that's right.
They done turned it off like, fuck this shit. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, but see, this is the college course. See, this is the type of stuff you need, you know, to pad your resume. But that's all right, though. That's all right. I'm going to go ahead and continue on. Now, the next record, Egri, you should be all in.
Okay.
You should be all in, because I remember your boy on V103 back when he used to DJ. Frank Ski used to murder this
Doodle
record.
Brown?
Oh, that's that Atlanta dude.
Yeah, but he ain't. They don't know where he come from.
Not see? Doodle Brown.
Nah, B. Not Doodle Brown.
Oh, I was about to say, you about to Doodle Brown him?
Nah, Doodle Brown wasn't hip house.
That's that Baltimore club.
What was Two Dogs and a what? What was the name of that shit?
Two Hype Brothers.
Other than a dog.
And two Hype Brothers and a dog.
Frank Ski.
Yo,
we
you
got
know what?
You.
I got a small story about that record.
After the replay or before?
Before. Two Hype Brothers and a dog about Frank Ski, but no disrespect to Double J. Bless the Funk. That's the next record. But Frank Ski used to kill that record. And on top of that, I tried from E. Gree's ex-wife, if I could say that, she had that Two Hype Brothers and a Dog record and would not give it up.
Yes,
I tried bartering. I tried money. I mean, I was like,
damn.
What can
all
I?
All this behind the scenes shit coming out now.
Can I get the record? So, but she would not sell the record. So
there it is.
All right, Double J, Bless the Funk. This joint is dope, if you ask me.
grace. Pump the bass, it's my house, rock the surface. Therefore, for sure, I can stick and move. Pick a groove, it's time to show and prove. Cause when I step on a club scene, bodies rub, you know what dub mean. Fly girls, cutie pies, booty thighs, the size attract my eyes. So that's the place where I'm max, with the girlies and the club tracks. Thriving hard while it's pumping, a little something to keep the crowd jumping constantly. Non-stop and steady, when I see you sweat, I know you're ready for the mix. The bass pounds like a chunk, then I start to bless the funk.
Produced by Mark the 45 King on 4th and Broadway Records, Double J.
You know it, Mark the 45 King don't play.
That joint used to be in the system, crunk, yo.
Yo, somewhere, kid and that clown that faked out on Colin Kaepernick was doing a kick dance of that shit.
Mr. Play?
Yeah, you can say kid and that clown. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So,
because anyway, he never apologized. So, anyway, moving on.
No doubt. I feel you. He's great. You was great. Head there. And you know what you got to do also? And I just thinking about what you were saying about regular Digest listeners may be tuned out by now. But you got to be able to bring up the whole history. You got to be able to take the whole counsel of the situation that was going on. Yo, Hip House was here for a minute. And it was gone.
That shit had a strong 3-year hot.
It break. Did.
But it was going fast.
Right. It was going quick. But again, it was a hot 3, maybe a stretch it out 4-year run. And two, I'm telling you, there are some names that are coming up. Okay. There's some names that are coming up that you could be like, what? Yeah, that's right. I'm putting everybody on Front Street. Mm. All right. So the next joint here to me. There's a guy by the name of Tony Scott. The next two recordings, Next Plateau Records. Next Plateau was a serial offender of hip house. There's probably more hip house on that label than any label out there. I would hazard the guess.
Yeah.
Next Plateau, Tony Scott. So go ahead. I don't know what order they're in, but we'll talk about it after it's done. Go in, Tony Scott.
B-E-A-T is the rhythm that I've been made now given. Boys and girls, you get into it, get crazy. Show them how you do it. Non-stop, house in the party. With the help of this, you get started. Suddenly, no time for interruption. Cause the thing commands like a caution. You must do this, you must do that. What is the experience when you get the feeling? The place is steaming. Girls in the house, yeah, I'm feeling. Once again, in the place it's moving. The record playing, the crowd is moving. Screaming, yelling, the mission fulfilling. Dance, chilling.
Tony Scott.
All I know.
That was painful.
During that era, Lynn Collins used to get a lot of run.
Oh, samples. Yeah, everybody was sampling Lynn Collins.
That voice was getting a lot of run.
Yes, no doubt. And I don't understand why was that painful. Let me. You hear these voices, boy, they were digging raw. I mean, everybody had the deep rock him. I mean, boy, they were digging it. So let's go into the next Tony Scott.
Let's get it on, this beat is hype, you're getting hyper. You wanna join the dance, tip troopers, cause you like to dance. So take this chance, my man. You say you can, but I know you can't do it right here. In the place, I was anywhere. The place with my record on, you're moving on a long thing. Meticulously, it is so, take advantage of it. Cause I got you in the way, nobody ever had you getting funky like this. If someone ever taught you, know this, but you answer me. The style's gone, the style of my class. And sure, it's shown to the public that you love me. Stepping to the scene with me, and my man Fabian. Civilian, you wanna know the truth? That's how I'm living.
I don't want it to stay.
You getting your blend on back here, nigga?
I mean, that's a plausible blend, son.
Sheesh.
Tony Scott, Next Plateau Records, yo. What's up, Eagry? Come on, B. You know Tony Scott.
B, I'm starting to fade like a muff. You are fucking up my high.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Maybe, hopefully, the next cat, Hip House, will bring you up in this joint right here. Now, I don't know how to pronounce that. It's spelled K-Y-Z-E.
Kaize.
Kaize. The name of the record is called Stomp. big club record. Matter of fact, so big that on the hook, them niggas was out there doing what they call the New York stomp. Every time he said stomp, they stomped their foot to the floor. It's crazy. So here we go. At Warner Brothers Records, I don't know who produced that. Smack Music Productions, Warner Brothers, 1989. Go in.
Now how many times you took for granted when the beat was slamming like Janet Jackson? It called for affirmative action. No time for matching, just taxing. Get off the wall, let the beat press on. To the dawn, blow the roof off the barn. Shake it till the walls start to sway. Now stomp your troubles away. Stomp!
Yeah, that's the idea.
Stomp!
Yeah, that's the idea.
Stomp!
Yeah, that's the idea.
Boot up, Jack. Simon says, shake your head. Move your body to the rhythm like so. When I say jet, let's go. The girls in the front, I want you to jack.
Stomp. The New York stomp.
Jack your body.
That's a big club record.
Don't you ever try to put that in the same category as Leaders in a New School.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. You know, shit. So the next record on the Hip House extravaganza that we're pulling out tonight is the biggest one, maybe the biggest one of all, CNC Music Factory. Shout out to Freedom Williams, you know, rest in peace David Cole. What can I say about that? Your boy Freedom Williams was big. I mean, I bet Hammer wish he was cool as Freedom Williams.
You tripping right now, but okay.
I'm just saying, Hammer was big at those years, but wasn't nobody cooler on the hip house scene than Freedom Williams.
Cock Freedom Diesel. No shirt.
Yeah, Cock Williams. Diesel. No shirt 4. On.
7.
All right, everybody knows it. We might as well play it anyway. Do it.
Pause, take a breath and go for yours. On my command, now hit the dance floor. It's gonna make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough? Indeed. I pay the price to control the dice. I'm more precise. I make the mic sound nice. The music takes control. Your heart and soul unfold. Your body is free and behold. Dance till you can't dance, till you can't dance no more. Get on the floor and get raw. Dip, come back, then upside down. Easy now, let me see you move.
Real talk on a sneak tip. I thought they was kind of biting that bass line from Fast Eddie, but you know, that's just a technical point. Maybe I'm not hearing the right thing.
That was another big one.
Oh my goodness.
Monster.
That was come on. Huge.
Come on, son. Back to Next Plateau Records and Serial Offenders when it comes to Hip House. It's two records back to back from Salt and Pepper. Boy, I'll tell you, I did like one of the records. One is just absolutely horrendous. So, as we go in, Next Plateau, the Serial Offenders, the legendary Salt and Pepper got caught heavy. Do it!
Express yourself.
Yes, Sandy.
Hope hopping.
And Peppa.
All right, B, go ahead and cue up the next one. Let's talk about sex. Salt and Pepper. Hip House Remix.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't be coy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now, can we talk about sex on the radio and video show? Many will know, anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and, of course, how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pen?
I doubt it.
All right, then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex.
guys can diss now, but what was it? What made hip house so big? I mean, was Jungle Brothers putting that amount of pressure on folks? Was it a cash grab by the labels?
Yes, it was. It was a cash grab on the labels, and they put that hip house pressure on any artist that was going to take that bait and run with it. That's what they did. They said, you know what you should do? You should do a hip house record. You should go ahead and get one of those records on your album. It's going to be big. You see, the Jungle Brothers did it. It's cool.
All right. Well, Swerve, I'm going to ask you, what do you know about Tila Rock?
I know a whole lot about Tila Rock, if you like it.
Just saying. I mean,
if you had it, would you flaunt it?
Hell yeah.
I mean, one of the greatest rap records ever made, right?
Yeah.
Well, he got caught in the Venus flytrap of hip house.
Damn.
So you're about to hear your boy, produced by Todd Terry, Fresh Records, mixed at D&D, the whole nine.
A house legend, Todd Terry.
The house legend, Todd Terry. Ladies and gentlemen, go in, Tila Rock.
They love me, always think of me. I love little children and little babies, Lamborghinis and Mercedes. When on stage, I always rock hard. I'm real smart, I'm not a retard. I kick it with flavor. I'm your lifesaver. I'm housing. Yeah, y'all. Dancing and singing, rocking and rolling, jumping and kicking, bouncing while strolling. Keep you on the dance floor. Come on and take a chance, you're rocking with the best competition, no contest. I'm house.
That's your boy Tila Rock.
Biting Rob Bass.
Hey, yo, right? Biting Rob Bass, seriously. Yo, you know what that is? What's that cartoon where the person puts the bag over their head and is like, for shame? That's that Sylvester, and it because he can't catch the Tweety Bird, and then his son puts the bag over his head for shame. So
that's the look on E-Green's Gray's face right now, son. For shame. Can't believe this legend got caught out there with this bullshit.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, it's gonna get worse. I
am.
And I think you shouldn't even say the names until after we play it.
It's going to get worse because the level of the respect that these groups and individuals bring, yeah, that's one thing to throw, you know, the hip house syndicate under the bus. But to throw these guys under the bus? Okay, I won't say the name. Cue up the next record.
Poo-poo. Brother, 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 Lucy and you're like no other. Listen very close, cause I don't like to boast. Instead, I tell the tale of the French who prevailed over Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? To put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy and you eat snails. From the Zulu nation, from a town called Paris, came to America to find liberty. Instead of finding pleasure, all your family's misery. But listen, Lucy, and you have a friend in me. Oh, luck will drive your butt batty. Next time you fix some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother, man, I really think you can succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back. It's the creme de la creme, and you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, Rice. So take my advice. Trust in us, unless you trust in your life. Lucy and you should know.
For shame.
That nigga said it'll take a minute, right? You know, Uncle Ben's?
Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, Lucky Lucien, UK Remix, Hip House, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I make a comment real quick, yo?
Go ahead,
son.
This is like one of them motherfucking classes in college where you fucking gotta fucking take it. And you fucking hate it. You just fucking show
you,
up.
You are the digest listener we was just talking about.
Exactly.
The regular listener is like, why the fuck are they doing this shit to me right now?
Hey.
Nigga, why are we doing this to us right now?
Because the hip house needs to be covered. See, I'm going to tell you, there's a thing where, because kids ain't dumb. And so while we're hammering mumble niggas and and we're, you know, looking all high and mighty and righteous or whatever, but we got to take a look at ourselves, okay? And you and we was in a foul position when it came to hip house, okay? You can say it, you can hate it, you can love it. It was a foul position, and we was spinning it. So
yes,
I'm just.
But
saying,
I wasn't happy about it though.
Come on, whether you was happy about it or not, you did it. So
for a check,
I'm just.
And maybe some of these niggas today will tell you the same thing. I'm exactly. doing it for a check.
I'm just saying, this is the type of understanding that I'm trying to bring forth. That look, I get it. You know, I don't fuck with a lot of this nut shit. You know, but yeah, there was some times we got caught. All right, so let's see here. We just played the Tribe. Okay. Here we go. Yeah,
time to hit play.
Here we go. Now, well, let me talk about it. Executive produced by Luther Campbell. Remixed by Jack Master Farley Funk. Effect Records, subsidiary bass electro label of Luke Skywalker Records. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you the Poison Clan, 1990, Dance All Night, Florida. You are not spared, my man.
Watch the move, you got to get smooth. Get on the floor to the Poison Groove. It's the Clan with another one to make y'all dance just like the other one. You got to get loose. Leaning on the wall, what's the use to a groove so smooth and out of sight? Get on the floor and dance all night.
Luke Skywalker's trying to get some of that money.
Not JT Money.
JT Money.
Not bitch bend over and spread your butt cheeks.
Yes,
let a
sir.
Nigga see them guts, freak. That's the JT Money. That's the Poison Clan I know and love. I was a big Poison Clan fan.
Yo, B, you know what you're doing right now. You're fucking exposing one of them points in your life where you think nobody's going to fucking think about it or talk about it anymore. That's what it's feeling like right now.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man. Hip house. The topic of the day. Oh, man. Okay, now the next one. Next one's going to hurt some people. Next one's going to really hurt some people.
Let me play.
Okay. All right.
Back once more with a wallop in the score. Smash about a riff, sure to make you rock your hip. Revival of the roller boogie in a ricochet to make you think about the time we spoke fun instead of fight.
A diamond from a piece of metal, sure to dig your life.
Slip your butt to the fix of this mix. Toss that briefcase, it's time to let loose, cause you work like heck to get the week in check. So unfasten that sleeper on your neck. Connected like a vibe from the wheel to the foot. Come on everybody, this the funky output.
5 days you work.
That's right.
One of the greatest groups of all time.
You heard it. De La Soul, ladies and gentlemen. A roller skating jam named Saturday, 1991, produced by one David Morales.
The Give Me My Check, Kanye West, David Morales?
That's my baseline, David Morales. And keyboards played by Eric Cupper, who went on to do Director's Cut production with Frankie Knuckles and Eric Cupper. Ladies and gentlemen, that's some house legends on that production. Real talk on a sneak tip, that instrumental, not that particular instrumental, but the instrumental on that 12-inch got run at regular house clubs because it was top-notch production on that. Ladies and gentlemen, De La Soul, what was Tommy Boy thinking?
Get some of that money, nigga.
I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. We got kids, so as you're thinking at this point, how many swats makes the point? How many swats, my nigga? Because how many swats does it take to get the point through?
They're going to start paddling kids in school soon, they say.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The next one is also remixed by David Morales. Tell me if you can guess who it is. My man, please.
Yo, I skipped the line, I paid my dime, I hung my coat, and now it's time to move to the forefront, make my round, say peace, and give a pint, have a drink, get down.
by the door beside the dance floor. The sound is rich and my pants have pockets, y'all. Remember Susie, Wendy, and Judy? Well, look at her.
Me?
Yeah, you sweetie. Although it's hard to see me. See a silhouette and what I see has got me needy. Needing for a second of your time, but then I reckon that a second might be too short.
Slam it!
But anyway, let me say, I'm dressed up, the black sheep, giving you the play. Step out on the light, come show off yourself. Oh, yo, I thought you was someone else. I gotta go.
Black sheep strobe like honey.
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line.
I hear you biting that Luther Vandross piano part in that.
Yeah,
joint.
A little bit, no doubt. Yeah. Strobe like honey, a black sheep. What were you thinking? What were you thinking?
Black sheep said, we're going to get it to our brothers over there.
Okay.
Native tongues. Jungle Brothers got it all started.
All right. Okay, Igri, the next one's going to hurt you.
Oh, I'm about to hit you.
I'm on motherfucking ICU right now, so just do what you got to do.
We're going to pull the plug on the last one.
Yeah, I mean, let's get right down to it. It's going to hurt one of Igri's favorite groups, ladies and gentlemen, got caught in the hip house, but it was Next Plateau Records, the Serial Offenders. Go ahead, rock the next one. Let's guess who it is.
I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. As I take your mind off and on to a new track. The tame ducks how to act. Respect me when I whip your brain. Skip your brain and dip your brain in a lotion while I deck your skull. I'm like a bird when I'm pecking your skull. To it hurt and swell, puff, bleed, blood patches down. Covering knots for eye jamming. I'm taking your brain from the back. I'ma pull out your ears cause I'm sick. Traveling hard, ill, off. Another lunatic, smacking germs, eating bugs, biting mouse. Roaches wanted while I'm traveling. On to Bellevue cause I'm sick, sick. Traveling hard at the speed of thought.
Produced by Sed G. Co-produced by Paul C. Now, that's what the page says. I can't believe that that's true.
It sounds impossible that they actually did that record because it doesn't sound like their style of music.
Indeed. So, Ultra.
But it's a remix.
Ultra Magnetics. Cool
yes.
Keith is flowing.
All I can hear is Pete Concrete, a.k.a. Daddy M.O.P. tripping right now.
Well, you're late because I'm probably sure he is tuned out already.
Probably. But that's all right, though. No doubt. And as we get ready to come to a close, we're going to wind it. We're not going to wind it up. We got a couple more. The last two, one's obvious. It's Igri's girl. And he always clowns her anytime he gets a chance.
Dana. Yeah, Owens.
There you go.
Well, you done brought it up. It's Dana Owens. I know what song it is.
Okay.
All right.
Let
then.
Him run.
Here we go.
Welcome into my queendom. Come one, come all. When it comes to lyrics, I bring them. In spring, I sing and fall. I call out to all the ones who had a hard day. I prepared a place on my dance floor. The time is now for you to party. I thought it would be a good chance for you to move. House music always soothes, so get with the flow, let's go. Yo, can you rock to a house group tempo? If so, then shall we let the games begin? What better opposition can you be in? I'm on fire, the flame's too hot to douse. The pool is open, come into my house.
Don't make me wait, come into my house.
Produced by Julian Jumpin' Perez of the Super Mix 6, WBMX Oak Park, Chicago, and also co-produced by Fast Eddie. It's your boy.
Yeah, I see him over there. He's slumping in the chair right now, but I can't front on that joint. I used to like that one right there.
Yeah, so did I. No doubt. So last but certainly not least, as we bring this hip house lesson to
a
close.
All the listeners are going to be like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, you better. Because, ladies and gentlemen, not only does this come off of Ruthless Records, the home of the gangster, Eazy-E, N.W.A., Above the Law. I mean, you know, West Coast legends, the Ruthless Records, ladies and gentlemen, of all places.
Wow, they got bit by the hip house bug?
They had to dip their toe in just to see if there was money in them there hills.
Here we go.
Let's take a trip, but not of the physical sense of
direction on a keto statistical. Through a gallery of sorts, of course it's dope. Hanging tough like the name on my rope. Watch it be wary, a status of lyrical poise. A musical massacre of inadequate noise by the new authority. Cause the majority of peers who hear will award superiority. To those who know you're new, now it's inevitable. I laid the track and it's simply unforgettable. Time has told me better than gold. I sold an apprentice with proven, so it's an orbital.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a comprehensive look at hip house. You may diss, you may tune out, you may do all the naysay negative Nellies, but it is a fact taken from the original vinyls. And I'm just saying.
The DOC.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
The DOC himself on a hip house track. Produced by the legendary CJ McIntosh, no less. Not only did they put out a hip house record, they spent money.
They got a legend.
So no doubt. So that concludes the big lesson, hip house in our time. So, you know, you got to think about it. You know, let's not be all self-righteous all the time. For shame. For shame.
He coming like I could be at a strip club or something right now. He could anything be. Right now he except could for be. This shit.
But I must admit, I do believe that E Color should have take heed to this lesson, because there are some people who are gonna learn a lot and be like, whoa, okay, so y'all ain't totally clean. Got some dirt under your fingernails. So, Kurt, hey,
I don't need to take heed to none of that shit. Because I lived through it and left it where it was, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It's so history lesson.
This history, again, this is what I'm saying, is that this show, to me, is one that I will forget very quickly. Because just like I forgot that music, every one of the motherfucking songs we played will be forgotten. I mean, and for the most part, and if they weren't forgotten, then there'd been a fucking, what's them shits they play? I don't know what them shows are called, but when they show them shits, them fucking, all them shows, when they show the old music, B, this shit don't get no love, B.
It don't get no love, and
that's the reason why we're doing it.
Doing it.
That's the reason why we're doing it, is to shed light on something.
No.
Shedding light on it.
We're just shedding light on the fact that, again, I believe that when we get out there and we talk about the golden era and we talk about all the greatest groups and all of, you know, the greatest time in history, that's why they called it the golden era. Yeah, but you know what? There was some
this
things going on.
That time
exactly.
Too.
This happened too, you know, and there are some legendary names on there who got swept up in the bug. So, you know, I'm just saying.
So, to me, bottom line, it was a money grab because people thought that this was going to be early EDM or whatever. But it faded very quickly. Even, you know, house didn't accept it and hip hop didn't accept it. Let's just be real. Since we did this whole fucking show about this shit, let's just be real. House music did not accept this shit. One or two or three of those songs that we played all day today here might have been like mega, mega hits, including that CNC Music Factory, the Jungle Brothers, and maybe one other. But basically, out of all them songs we played, none of them shits made no fucking difference.
Yeah, again, and we already stated that.
See, that's the reason why you put a spotlight on it. The same reason why we do this show. We put a spotlight on the underground shit that gets no run. Nobody thinks about it. Nobody ever fucking gives it a fucking second of thought. But we put a spotlight on it so niggas will actually say, oh, damn, I didn't even know that shit existed.
No doubt.
So this is history. Just so you know, this is what happened.
All right, well, this show right here, number 510, the thing that I will be most happy about is that the motherfucking Hip Hop Digest show mixtape came out. I don't give a fuck about what we talked about. I don't care. I don't care, B.
And yes, since you did bring it up, the mixtape is ready and done, and the links will be up and posted. So I will send them to Mr. Green and let him know that the links are up so you guys can download it and do whatever you want with it. And as far as that goes, Mr. Egree's not happy.
Yeah, no disrespect to those people, those groups that made those songs, the Salt and Peppers and all those remixes, the Todd Terry's and all of that, but that shit didn't exist. It doesn't exist anymore for a reason. It just fucking wasn't good, B. It just wasn't good. I'm sorry.
But that doesn't change the point that it was history that happened and it needs to be talked about.
Okay, so we played it, but what are we talking about? What is the point in it, in what we just went through?
Well, I'm saying the point, I guess, for me, ultimately, Hip House is a very good lesson, just given the fact that, look, we, as the Hip Hop Digest, and I think we're pretty credible when it comes to hip hop. Yeah, I could sit up here, yo, I'm waiting for trap to be over. Trap has a very long shelf life.
Yes, it does.
And so cats will maybe look at hip house and be like, oh, that shit didn't last. That shit last was a blink of an eye. But trap been around for a long time. Trap has showed its stand power. Trap is good music. Shut the fuck up, Holmes. You don't know what you're talking about.
I totally understand what you're saying right there, but it just doesn't have the same. It's like this for a reason. So Hip House was here. We just played about 100 songs that showed that it was here, right? But the fan base, the appreciation for that shit just did not exist outside of what was there.
Okay, so
as far as trap music, it might not be good to a whole lot of people, but there's a fucking fan base and there's a staying power to that shit. So you can't even compare that shit.
Yes, only to be measured when trap is over.
But when is trap going to be over? Let's be real. Say? How long has trap been running? 20 years? 15 years?
If you want to say the trap, let's say if you just fictional, I can't say when trap started, but let's say at T.I.'s trap music.
Okay. That was way back.
Okay, that's true. Now, trap itself, I think the name trap has survived. I don't think the music is steady, because what T.I. was doing on that album, even what Jeezy was doing, is not what is considered trap today. So I don't know. I mean, the modern day example of trap, I don't know. You want to give it 10? Maybe?
Well, I'll give you that. But see, so back to Hip House. That shit had a run of 3 years.
Four at the max.
Shit had a run of motherfuckers like, okay, let's put one record out and see what happens. There wasn't a whole lot of, there wasn't a solid base of Hip House for anybody to argue that it was a great or a substantial brand of music. And again, we do this. It's the Hip Hop Digest show, and Hip House was actually a part of shit, because we, all three of us, had to play that shit, right?
Right.
And we blended it, and we did all the shit we could do to try to let it get its run. But it did not get any run. There was no footage in that shit. Except for, again, the records that you played, which was all within about 3 or 4 years.
And then
it just fucking disappeared.
Exactly.
Jerry Haley's of the world didn't want to hear that shit. Hip hop, because of the way it is, was like, let me dabble in that shit. Jungle Brothers, Salt and Pepper, and all them other shit that you fucking Ultra Magnetics. You know what I'm saying? But Ultra Magnetics didn't do a whole fucking 4 songs. They had a fucking, and that was a remix of another song.
Yeah, no
Just
doubt.
Just see if it could get in. So I'm sitting here like, you know,
I'm
I understand
saying that there exists- are valuable lessons to be learned in study of a music that was here and gone. There's a lot of reasons why it was here, it was gone, because it violated both norms of club music and hip hop, which share a similar story from both their inceptions together. But again, just interesting. I believe that it was interesting bait. Look, if you hated that shit and you were of that, you, again, right, fuck it. Digest, I listen to 10 minutes, I'm out. outside. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's no problem
with
you being out.
There's no problem with that.
We understand.
I don't care about that.
Not at all. Not at all. Because in fact, as I'm thinking here, that brand of music, that genre of music was probably the least lived, the shortest lived music genre ever. Ever.
I don't know. You know what? And you can do this. Look, to me, you can do this. You can do it with hyphy.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So I think hyphy was shorter than that.
Well, it starts on a big level. I don't know if niggas still making it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
There wasn't no Ultra Magnetic, folks. Wasn't no Jay-Z hyphy record. And you know he was very happy to hop on some shit, but there wasn't
right.
no Jay-Z
no
hyphy
doubt.
Record.
Again, Snap, Crunk.
Yeah, but that's all one to me. That's okay. one. That's in the same envelope as that shit, you know, that regular shit that's out here right now.
Okay.
Now.
Well, I mean, they may share a similar heritage.
But they would differ. They would beg to differ. Be like, that ain't right. the same shit.
Right. So, I don't know. I think hip house is once you break it down and you start examining, and just like we just did here, you're naming different genres of music. It was might have been here for a hot minute, you know, and then gone. You know, we can pull records out from all of those tags. And could be like, damn, where are those niggas? How come the music ain't getting played? So again,
there's nobody out here ain't repping his hip house right now.
Well, not necessarily, but not that you know of. And I right. think the same with those other genres. I think maybe there may be some people who really love it and still do it, but it's so on the underground, cats don't really know. So,
well, rest in peace to hip house music. You had your moment and now it's gone.
Alright, so if you want to do it, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
Alright, this week we got Neftali, Enthusiasm and Perseverance. That's Neftali, Enthusiasm and Perseverance. And we got Lean Organic Alternative. That's Lean Organic Alternative. And then we got Magic and Threes Return Of. That's the instrumental joint. Magic and Threes Return Of.
Indeed. So, no doubt, until next week.
I cannot wait for the feedback on this one-off episode of the Hip Hop Digest Show.
All right, we're gone.
One.
Peace.